Director of Coastal Policy here at the VMRC, and I'm bringing to you the next item, which is an application by the City of Virginia Beach to access funds through our Abandoned and Derelict Vessel Grant Program for reimbursement of three vessels that were removed out of the Lynn Haven River. And I'll see if my...
Yeah, it may take a second. I know it's a little different than our equipment, so y'all just be patient with us.
So to establish a baseline, for everyone here, in 2023, VMRC received $3 million from the General Assembly, specifically for the use of removal of abandoned and derelict vessels in Virginia's waterways. Since we've received that money, we've set up a grant program that goes to localities for a whole government approach for removing vessels throughout all of tidal waters in Virginia. So since we've established that grant, you can see that we have approved six expenditures related to vessels here. So we're also currently working with Middlesex County, York County, Gloucester County, and another of Newport News, number of other localities that are interested in accessing the funds as well. So total grants approved right now is $380,000. We're holding 20% in reserves just to ensure that any overages we can account for. And so we still have 2.95 in available grants for abandoned and derelict vessel removals. So our next application is by the City of Virginia Beach. This is for their second application. So right now they're going after 21 vessels within the locality of Virginia Beach. And they're asking for $30,925 to reimburse for three vessels that have already been removed out of the Lynn Haven River. And you can see the blue spots there are the locations of those vessels that were removed. So here are some pictures of those vessels. Each were removed through a subcontracting process and are out of the water and safely disposed of. So our grant program does allow for reimbursements or for advance funds. The goal of the grant program was to be as flexible to the different needs of the different localities. This does fulfill the requirements within the grant program. So staff recommends approval to provide $30,925 of reimbursement funding to the City of Virginia Beach from the VMRC's Abandoned and Derelict Vessel Grant Program. And the application is consistent with the requirements outlined in our ADV grant policy manual. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Any questions from the commission?
Are the owners of these vessels ever held accountable for?
That is absolutely the goal, to hold them accountable through the processes that we have. Oftentimes, these vessels' owners are unable to be found, can't be held accountable because they've passed away. Maybe they're incarcerated, so there's a number of issues associated with vessels that make it a little bit muddier to actually hold everyone accountable. But our law enforcement does go through the process when they find the vessels to try and obtain the owner and hold them accountable through those laws that we currently have.
So what do you do with these vessels once they're pulled up?
Once they're so the grant program just says that they have to be responsibly removed. In Virginia Beach, they are taken to the landfill, so they're crushed up and taken to the landfill. There is a new grant out to a number of nonprofits in Virginia that are working on finding other ways to dispose of vessels through recycling and other types of options rather than the landfill, but we haven't got that far yet, but they're working on it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any more questions? No more questions. Thank you, Rachel. I just want to make one comment on it. The law enforcement division exhausts all resources before it gets to that point. They do an investigation, and in a lot of cases, the owner or responsible party is deceased or not able to be held accountable and or lives in another state. That being said, is there anyone that wishes to speak on this item in the audience? That being said, matters before the commission for discussion and or motion. Got a motion to approve from Mr. Headley, a second from Mr. Munn. Second, and is there any further discussion? That being said, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Rachel. Mr. Kenyon.
As a matter of order, you will see two